You're listening to the Loving BDSM Podcast, Episode 3. Today, we're talking about what a good dominant looks like. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here. John Brownstone has promised to make an appearance soon, and I'm holding him to it, just not today. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Loving BDSM Podcast is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at KaylaLords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes, once we're approved. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Kayla Lords, or stalk John Brownstone at SouthernSirsPlace.com. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. So today we're talking about what makes a good dominant. Anyone who talks about BDSM and DS spends a lot of time talking about the posers, wannabes, and fake dominants. John Brownstone and myself included. Part of it is out of necessity. Every single day I come across someone who dropped every bit of common sense in the name of submission. These people need to hear and read the warnings about shitty wannabes who think that throwing out an order and smacking an ass equal dominance. Part of it, though, is because it's just easier to talk about. The bad ones do very common things. Lie, cheat, become violent, ignore consent, you name it. They were assholes before they discovered BDSM. Now they're just assholes with a title and too many eager and willing victims. What we don't talk a lot about is what makes a good dominant. What does one look like? It's a harder picture to paint simply because we all want and need something a little different. But I like a challenge, and sometimes I'm just tired of scaring people, no matter how needed it may be. Instead, I'd rather celebrate the good dominance of the world. Everyone is a work in progress, and your results might vary, but I believe regardless of gender, sexuality, race, looks, height, weight, whatever, a good dominant will have some, if not all, of these characteristics. Oh, and for the record, I don't like the term true dominant unless I'm comparing the real thing to the abusive asshole who uses FetLife as a hunting ground. Good dominants, though, are very real. Bad dominants either have their own issues to work on or just need more education. The mark of a bad dominant who can become a good dominant is their willingness to learn, listen, and make changes. Oh, and really bad dominants, the kind you warn strangers about, they're abusers, plain and simple. I don't even consider them dominants, no matter what they call themselves. Okay, so what does a good dominant look like? Well, they're patient. There's a reason many of us compare our dominants to wild animals. Ever see an animal in the wild on the hunt? They're patient as hell and wait for just the right moment to attack. A patient dominant takes the time to get to know you as a person first. They might not even discuss kink until well into the relationship. They give you the time you need to become comfortable with them. But don't be fooled. If they're interested, they're definitely on the hunt. Good dominants work for your trust. How does someone build trust? By being honest and consistent. A good dominant is both. They understand it's not just the things they say, but also how they behave. They do what they say they're going to do. They share the details of their life, good or bad. And because they're patient, they know it takes time. John Brownstone waited more than 6 months for me to fully trust him. It came in bits and pieces over time, but it took that long. Good dominants are stable. That means mentally and emotionally. Everyone gets mad. Not everyone has to have a temper tantrum when they do it. Anyone can have an illness like depression or anxiety. Not everyone uses unhealthy means to medicate or deal with the problem. See where I'm going with this? Anger management issues, addiction issues that they aren't addressing and working on, mental illness that they won't acknowledge. These aren't signs of stability, but the good dominant will either already be stable or actively working to become that way. They understand they can't be in control of another human being if they aren't in control of themselves first. Good dominants aren't selfish. Okay, so on some level, all dominants are a bit selfish. Think about it. They prefer having all the control and getting exactly what they want. As long as they're only doing it with a willing partner, it's probably a healthy kind of selfish, if there is such a thing. But at the same time, they also understand that it's not all about them. The needs of you as their submissive are equally as important, and in some cases more important, than their own. Outside of the kinky rough play, I haven't met a dominant yet who doesn't think of their submissive first in all things. All bets are off once you're hogtied on the floor with the Hitachi strapped to you, of course. Now they're selfishly basking in your pain and pleasure, and all that control. Gives me the shivers just thinking about it. Anyway, good dominance will focus on one person at a time. You. Okay, this has nothing to do with being poly. That's something completely different, and I'm in no way qualified to discuss it. I'm talking about in that beginning stage where it's time to get to know a person, the dominant who's interested in you as a human being and a submissive will focus only on you. That you won't find them talking to multiple submissives all at once. First of all, they probably have a job and a life, so they don't have time for it. And second, they know that with their attention divided like that, they're not giving you everything you deserve. Good dominance won't keep you on the side. Okay, I'm probably going to piss some people off, but I'm going to say it. If you're looking for a long-term, meaningful relationship that has some kind of future, a good dominant won't keep you on the side while they maintain their vanilla married life. You'll become part of their life and their universe. Now, before anyone gets up in arms, I know there are exceptions to that rule. Marriages that are over minus the divorce paperwork. Marriages that are loveless and you're both still there just for the kids. But by and large, if a dominant is willing to keep a submissive on the side while refusing to leave a vanilla spouse, it's not a good sign. Good dominants have integrity. This goes back to that whole on the side thing. Good dominants do what they say they're going to do, like keeping their marriage vows. They keep their word to you and to other people. They do what's right, even when it's difficult, like ending a relationship that's not working, whether that's with someone else or you. Or like telling hard truths that no one wants to hear, and they manage usually to do it with kindness. Good dominants take care of their submissives. Their reasons are as varied as they are. Maybe they consider you a possession, and if that's your kink and you agree, that's cool. You know, they're making sure they take care of their toys. Maybe it's a love match, like me and Daddy. Maybe it's just that they care about you as a human being, and they see your care as part of their responsibilities as a dominant. Whatever the reasons are, your health, well-being, and happiness are important to them. Good dominants communicate. It might not always be right when you want to talk about something, but they will talk. They understand that good communication is the bedrock of a DS relationship. Without it, bad things happen. They'll tell you what they like, what they don't like, what they want, what they need. On the flip side, they expect you to talk to them. They need to know intimate details about your health, about your past, about who you are as a person. They know that without that information from you, something could go horribly wrong when you play your scene. But they also know that open communication builds trust and relationships. Okay, the last and maybe the most important sign of a good dominant, and this becomes more important as you take things from talking to playing, is their understanding of consent. They know they can't do a thing without it, and they will work hard to gain it. They also check in before, during, and after any kinky play. If you throw out a safe word, they know to stop immediately and make sure you're okay. They will also respect your decision if you change your mind about a scene, an activity, or anything else. Be prepared for a whole bunch of communication about it, though, afterwards. There are probably even more things I could say about good dominance based on my own amazing daddy. He's quiet and unassuming and doesn't need to, quote, act dominant in order to get attention. He's a leader when he needs to be, but he's also comfortable following others, including me, when someone knows more than him. He wants to see me reach my goals, become a better person, and do the things that make me happy. He builds me up and doesn't tear me down, unless it's a kinky thing, which is something totally separate. So my parting words this week are twofold. If you know good dominants, celebrate them, thank them, listen to them, watch them, use them as an example when you meet other dominants. And secondly, if you haven't found a good one yet, don't give up. They're out there. You won't always recognize them because instead of ordering you to call them sir from the first conversation, they're probably just asking how your day was. Don't mistake politeness for a lack of dominance. In fact, good dominants are more polite and courteous than most other people you'll ever meet. Okay, y'all, that's it for me this week. I have been told John Brownstone will be making an appearance next week. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Until then, keep it kinky, y'all, and we'll be back next week.